I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. This Monday is Labor Day, and the UP Regional Labor Federation is presenting the 31st Annual Labor Day Festival. But it's a little bit different this year. We found out more from the chair of the festival, Tony Ghirangeli, and Alex Gustafson, who's a delegate with the UP Regional Labor Federation.
This year we're going to try and do a virtual event. Like we're saying, it's a kind of, that's the new thing for everything nowadays. It's going to still be on Labor Day, September 7th, and at 11 a.m. we're going to, if you go to Facebook and then you go to UPRLF/events, you can join a link. We're going to have try and have a similar format that we had before, where we'll have some different endorsed candidates, some labor leaders making some speeches, and we're going to have a little slideshow, remember some of our past Labor Days. And
yeah, this has been a tradition with the Federation for years to have the parade and the picnic. Of course, like you said, with COVID, everything's different. But you're giving folks an opportunity still to do something. And it's pretty similar then, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, with the parade, that's, we're not going to have the parade, but we'll have pictures from the parades before. Sure. And just different things. It's, this is our 31st annual, so... It's been, 31 years in this area, and we're still proud of it. And we just had to consider the members and their families and the community. Sure. And the safety of that. So we decided to do it this way this time.
And again, that you can find it on Facebook.com/UPRLF/events. It's going what time on Monday?
11 a.m. Mm-hmm. We'll start, and it should run roughly around an hour.
Okay. Alex Gustafson also in the studio with us. He's a delegate with the UP Regional Labor Federation. The theme is Workers First. Why is it important, in your opinion, and from the Federation's opinion, Alex, to do something like this to make sure that we commemorate Labor Day properly?
Yeah, well, Labor Day is an occasion to honor, recognize, and celebrate the working women and men who keep our country running. And I think this year it's more important than ever that we do that. You know, with the COVID pandemic going on, we have affiliates with the RLF that are frontline workers that have continued to work right through the pandemic while everyone else is in quarantine. Of course, like a lot of healthcare workers are organized. The workers I represent, that the United Food and Commercial Workers, are still working. So we just want to make sure that we continue to, you know, host Labor Day celebrations, because it's important to remember who's out there making sure the country keeps moving. Celebrating Labor Day is a bit of that, because mm-hmm. you know, it brings light to the fact that they're still out there working, you know, in the midst of this.
And a great opportunity to find out more is coming up on Monday, which is Labor Day. It is the 31st annual Labor Day Festival. It's virtual this year. Tony Ghirangeli, chair of the festival, with us here in the studio. What's, for those that are just joining us, Tony, what's the rundown, what's happening, and how do folks take part?
If you go to facebook.com/UPRLF/events, you should be able to join a link, and we're going to have a virtual event. We're going to have some speakers, some labor leaders. In fact, this year we're having Richard Tromka, who's the president of the AFL-CIO, and he'll be joining us, making a speech. We got some of our endorsed candidates. We got some local labor leaders, and then we're just going to kind of celebrate the past and maybe some past events.
And look ahead to whatever the future may bring, right?
Yeah, and that's... Hopefully, you know, we can get through this, and next year maybe we can be back in the park in Ishpeming.
That's Tony Ghirangeli, chair of the 31st Annual Labor Day Virtual Festival, happening on Labor Day at 11 a.m. on Facebook, and also Alex Gustafson, who's a delegate with the UP Regional Labor Federation. With a look at what's going on in our community, I'm Walt Lindelaw.